Good morning. This is Around Town with Amy Brown. It's Tuesday, February 24th, 2026. Registration is now open for an event next week at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor featuring Andy Revkin, also known as the singing journalist. Quote, "In this evening of storytelling and songs, longtime journalist, author, educator, and performing songwriter Andy Revkin will explore the evolution of his dual-path journey aimed at connecting the public with ideas, issues, and solutions using any means possible. For decades, Andy Revkin has split his time between prize-winning environmental journalism, mostly for the New York Times, and songwriting, including music featured on NPR and an inaugural album described as Jam Band's Music Magazine as a tasty mix of roots goulash. His reporting has taken him from the burning Amazon rainforest to the melting North Pole sea ice, and as a musician, Andy was a frequent accompanist of folk legend Pete Seeger at Hudson Valley events and has quickly built a presence in the Down East Maine folk scene since moving here in 2022, end quote. That's reading from the announcement from the Jessup. Here's Andy Revkin with more.
I'm Andy Revkin. I moved to this part of Maine 4 years ago after 30 years in the Hudson Valley. Mostly a journalist through my life, 40 years of journalism, mostly at the New York Times, but I've always been a songwriter on the side. And at the Jessup Library on March 5th, for the first time, I'm going to try to do an event where I'm meshing the storytelling journalism side and my musical side in one kind of conversation with an audience.
One of the visions I have in my mind is SNL's Weekend Update, having like a singing person doing one of the, and then another is like the Capitol Steps or something like that. So what is it like?
It's about telling stories. You know, I'll start with like what drove me as a kid to even think about journalism and music, and it's mostly sharing ideas. As a kid growing up in Rhode Island, I would be the kind of person who would say, "Did you hear that?" And that's, I saw marvelous things happening and tried to learn about them, tried to be sure I was accurate, which is another part of journalism. And my songs have some of the quality. I wrote a song about the history of Arlington National Cemetery. That's really the story of the cemetery and its future. I fact-checked my songs. I wrote a song about climate change called Liberated Carbon, which is a big part of my beat as a journalist, and I fact-checked how many generations we've been burning things. So I kind of take the same approach, and I'll just sort of wind through my journey as a storyteller and truth seeker using both music and the written word and my webcasts and the like. For the last 5 years, my main output has been a blog and a webcast called Sustain What?, in which I look at the really tough issues we're surrounded by, climate change, what's happening with democracy right now, and hold conversations that give us a sense of direction, how to get through the complexity, how to understand what's real. I write about and webcast about misinformation. And again, that's sort of my journey, is to help people navigate through turbulence and complexity, and using mostly journalism, but also singing. And here in Maine, too, there's a wonderful songwriting community and musical community. At Bagaduce Music, I go there for their songwriting workshops, and I've met lots of great musicians. I'm recording an album this year for the first time in a long time, and that all helps spur my capacity to tell stories in that way. The event will be at the Jessup Memorial Library on Thursday, March 5th, 6:30. Just a brisk hour with some time for questions and answers if interested. Go to jessuplibrary.org. It's J-E-S-U-P library.org for the details. And people can find my blogging and webcasting on Substack. Just put in the name Revkin. It's revkin.substack.com. But the easiest way to see what I'm doing is to just Google for my last name, Revkin, and the thing you're interested in, climate change song, and you'll find all my music that way. So just Revkin, Google, and you'll find me.
I see a musical in your future, some kind of thing where they're doing the news and then they bust out into song at certain parts and go back to Maine.
I haven't tried that yet, but there was actually once I wrote a book about a murder in the Amazon rainforest, and someone worked on developing it into a musical, so anything's possible.
That was Andy Revkin, and Revkin, if you're going to look for the Substack, is spelled R-E-V-K-I-N. He'll be at the Jessup Memorial Library in Bar Harbor a week from this coming Thursday on March 5th at 6:30 p.m. You can find more information and register at jessuplibrary.org. Just go to the events section. For Around Town, I'm Amy Brown. You can reach me at news@weru.org. Take care. I'll see you tomorrow.